Blog Talk Radio.
I was texting Krista and Gerland at the same time, and I'd just gotten off the phone with Lauren.
And then I noticed that, you know, the timer was basically saying it was waiting for the host, which is me. When you do call in, you can call in 347-326-9640. Make sure you stay on the line until I actually, you know, see that you're on there and I'll click on you. I do have a chat on here as well. So that way you can ask questions, and every now and again I'll click on the chat to see who's saying what and give people shout-outs and things of that nature. Let's see, what else do I got going on here? Okay, well, this is what I want to do. IMTM Miami launch, I formalized it really, truthfully, August, when I finally decided that I was going to move from Atlanta. And when I finally decided and I closed my eyes, took a deep breath and said, I got to go, that's when I decided to say I needed to put something together to kind of announce the fact that I wasn't in Atlanta anymore. And then, you know, other dual purposes, as I mentioned, you know, talking about my talent, presenting them, showing who they are in person, giving people an opportunity to meet these people. And then, of course, the calendar, when I eventually found, well, not found out, that's a bad word, way to put it, decided that I was going to do the calendar, and then it was actually going to be able to happen, that's when I decided to go ahead and integrate that into the event as well. So IMTM Miami, it was held at Trio on the Bay. Shout out to Jerry. My event coordinator, Vonda of Bella Fair, did a great job in assisting me, because all throughout this time I was basically doing calendar shoots. I was trying to put everything together in regards to the event, seeing who all was going to actually be able to attend, all of those different aspects that you can think of in regards to putting the event together. That's what I was doing all the way through. And then on top of that, working my corporate job at the same time. So it was very hectic for me, pretty much, you know, drained every little bit of juice out of me, but it came out pretty much perfect. I mean, there's just everybody who was there and everybody who told me they attended, said they enjoyed themselves, they benefited from it greatly. There was a lot of people who made different contacts and things of that nature there. I mean, I know I did. I haven't been able to work all of them just yet, but I know there's going to be some pretty cool stuff that's going to come out of me being there personally, of course. I can't wait till the video comes out. The video should be available pretty soon. I was hoping to get it out before January 1st. We'll see if that happens or not. Definitely, I've already posted a few pictures. If you go to my Facebook, chris.royster13, I think is the URL, you'll see some of the pictures posted. But you'll see it on the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. You'll see a whole article, video, pictures, whole storyline, everything that happened. Some of that video you can actually see on the Fairfax Twins' latest article about their trip to South Beach. So, you know, check that out. If you go to my site and click on events, you'll see them. What I'm going to do is, because so far none of the people I've asked to call in have called in just yet, is I'm going to take a little bit of a breather. I'm going to get a little bit of a drink. And when I come back, hopefully I'll have a caller or two. Let's see. I don't want to put nobody on blast. I was hoping that I would hear at least from Beatrice Jean. Tia, guys, come on, y'all. I need to call in. I just talked to Lauren. She has the phone number, so I don't know where she's at, so I'm calling her out. Hopefully Whitney of the Fairfax Twins will also call in, which is, like I said, the other reason I'm probably going to do a few more episodes, even if I got to do an episode tomorrow night at the airport, which I'm seriously considering doing. Don't want to do it, but I'll do it. And then whenever I get settled in Virginia on Friday, I'll probably do an episode, and maybe even Saturday before, I don't know how I'm going to do that, before New Year's Eve or whatever. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And let's see, I guess I'll play a little song. Shout out to Flying Without Wings, Ironic, BC, whoever they might be. And I'm going to go ahead and play a little Raw Emotion like I did the other night. And hopefully the studio board will let it play pretty decently this time. Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, episode 22. I will talk to y'all in a second.
Yeah. All right. Come on, let's take it there. Baby, we can come off like this, but I can't even help it. I don't even know what to say. I just wanna lay you down and...
Making you feel like you never had this before. Gripping them sheets, feeling your hair, hearing you whisper in my ear. And we can do anything you like, cause you know I do it just the way you like it. I just wanna make you, I just wanna make you, I just wanna make you go smooth.
Contract, I believe, I believe with CoverGirl. I think like $100,000 contract with CoverGirl and Vogue, and she's out here touring and, you know, getting her model thing on, and so it was real fun. It was a real good experience. It's always fun to, you know, do what you love doing, and you guys should check it out. It's called Soldier by Lisa D'Amato, featuring myself, Ironic.
There you go. You're in Los Angeles, so you mentioned the modeling thing. I know you from back in the day. And now that you're kind of getting back in it, what kind of things are you looking forward to out there in Los Angeles?
I'm looking to collaborate with different photographers, you know, like-minded individuals. I actually have something in the works right now. I have a stylist, actually, and actually she styled Lisa and I for her video, and we really hit it off, and we just have the same, you know, the same mentality of art, fashion. So it's cool. She's on board. She's definitely filling the stilo. We're working on shooting a nice little something. It's going to be a surprise. I'll let you know in detail a little bit later, Chris, but we're looking at shooting at the end of January. So that's going to be exciting. It's going to be real different, real innovative.
Okay. Don't be trying to steal my company name. Stop it. Well, first of all, like I said, first, thanks for calling in, because I needed to definitely test out the new studio board, as I mentioned, and so now I know I do remember how to do that part. And
I got you.
And definitely, you know, of course, I got you, you know, supporting you. You know, I've known you forever, and I know you work very hard, and I know you're going to be successful in everything, because, you know, you have that mindset of being able to go for it. Plus, you're talented. That always kind of helps, right?
Well, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Tell people how they can find you on the internet currently.
You can find me on Twitter at Ironic. You can YouTube me at Ironic. Basically, everything is IRAWNIQ. If you follow me, reach out. I will follow you back. You know, I love talking to people, random people. You know, anything that's positive, I'm all for it.
Well, again, I thank you, and I'm hoping that, you know, when people do, you know, listen to this particular episode, they really enjoy your, you know, your style and everything, and just, you know, you're a woman that, you know, has a positive mindset, and you have an active mindset that, you know, no matter what, you know, a little bit might come to maybe try to slow you down, you don't stop, and that's one thing that I do try to, you know, emphasize all the time, is that, you know, you're always going to have little things, but, you know, what separates you from the ones who aren't doing anything and the ones who are is you keep going, and you're a great example of that, so I do appreciate that as well.
Sure. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know how I do. that's not the alcohol talking either. Whatever. Anyway, y'all didn't hear that. What kind of show is this coming down to? All right, so my timer is saying I got 10 minutes left in the show. So what I'm going to do is, well, first of all, Ironic, I'm going to let you go for now. I don't want to let you go, but I got to. But I'm going to see
you. I ain't even mad at you. You have a great show. Keep on listening.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone, that was Ironic out there in Los Angeles. Actually, I just had to make sure I actually close out the call properly. List of callers, man, this thing is different. But anyway, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. It's always great to have her on the show. She's been on the show a few times over the past year I've been doing the radio show. But she's really talented, y'all. I mean, I met her when she was actually focused a little bit more on modeling before she, you know, really became the artist as Ironic. So she does have the skills and abilities, and she's making some moves out there in Los Angeles. So don't sleep on her. You know, it's 2012 officially. And like I said, if you want to book her, hit me up. imtmworldwide@gmail.com. She's available. And here we are. I was just about to try to take another break, and then I have a 703 area code pop up on me. Let's see if I can see who this is. Hold on a second, people. Hello, caller. Who might this be?
This is Lauren Ashley, and this is Whitney Marie. Fairfax Twins.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Oh, wow. I got both.
Hi, how are you?
That is hot. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, cool. Well, let's do this because first, let's do this. Introduce yourselves to the audience, where y'all are from, and just everything individually.
Okay. I guess I'll go first. This is Lauren Ashley from Fairfax, which is why we're called the Fairfax Twins. I went to VCU and graduated with the interdisciplinary studies degree, minor in psychology, and I'm now pursuing modeling with my sister, Whitney Washington. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, Whitney, you can do that.
Okay, I'm Whitney Murray. I went to VCU as well. I graduated with a human resource management degree. And ever since then, we've just been focusing on our modeling career and working, paying bills.
There you go. Well, and that just proves that you can work and pay the bills and actually still pursue modeling. Now, most recently, and some people have seen the article that I wrote about y'all, but y'all were recently in Miami. Tell the people a little bit about your Miami trip.
Miami was exciting. It was great. It was a great weekend to meet our talent manager who we're speaking with right now, Mr. Chris Royster. And it was a good opportunity to network with a lot of different photographers and just elite people, I would say. So.
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. We went in, you know, expecting things, and then the unexpected happened, and everything just fell into place smoothly. We were able to meet Miss Carrie Hilson at Cameo, and we had a great time at the IMTM event with Chris Royster, who we're speaking
with.
And
then we met the other models, too. The other models are so gorgeous, like all of them.
Yeah, everyone's just down to earth.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing I've always tried to strive in doing is, when I do pick someone to work with, will they get along with everybody else? I've done, I think, a decent job of that over the years, but definitely lately I've done really good, fortunately for me, because, you know, I go crazy sometimes. But anyway, one thing I did want to let the audience know in regards to the Fairfax Twins story-wise in the last 6 minutes I have in the show is that I'm very, you know, privileged to, you know, get a chance to work with them. The way that I even found out about them is Whitney hit me up on Facebook after she said that she saw the Collins Twins video. And when she sent me some pictures, I was like, well, who the heck are these girls? I've never seen them before. And but that's actually, of course, changing right now. Everybody's finding out about them now. Segue. But it's very exciting to see in a very short period of time what you can do when you really actually do dedicate yourself to something. And if anything, over the next couple of weeks, people are even going to see it more. What's y'all doing for New Year's?
We believe. Yeah, we're not sure yet. You're coming to visit.
Our plan. Wait, what?
That was my sneaky way of getting y'all to say I was coming to VA.
Well, hopefully we're spending with you, Chris, New Year's.
Yeah.
And, this is what I want to do, because I am going to try to do a couple more episodes. I do definitely want the people to, you know about y'all more and more. You do have some other projects that are going to be coming up. While y'all were in Miami, y'all did get to shoot with photographer Derek G, which is a very big deal. Can't wait to see those pictures. Can't wait for people to see the video of y'all swimsuit shoot for the calendar. It's going to be really, 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 really hot, and I'm not, just saying that just because. How can people find y'all on the internet? Let me close y'all out with that.
Right. We have a Facebook page, Fairfax Twins, and we also have a Twitter page. You can follow us at Fairfax Twins, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Actually, for New Year's, we were actually discussing Park Avenue in D.C., and we're kind of leaning towards that. So we'll most likely be at Park Avenue for an event. So I think that whoever's listening should definitely come out, and it'll be a great opportunity to meet us And we would like to meet
Park
everyone
Avenue
as well.
On 14th Street in D.C.
Yes, and Mr. Chris, yourself, you will be there too, hopefully.
And see, well, I'll be there because I'm flying all the way up there. Anyway, this is a great reason, people, to why you would book the Fairfax Twins, because they're going to give you plugs for stuff just like this on the radio. Think about that. well, again, like I said, because even though my clock says 3 minutes, 10 seconds, my timer just said 90 seconds, so my show is going to end. Thank you, ladies, for calling in. I'm very happy to hear from y'all, and I can't wait to see y'all this weekend. And everyone, be looking out for more stuff. Everybody else, www.imtmworldwide.com. Ladies, I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all, I will see y'all soon.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Call me
later.
Thank
you.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will end this episode. That was the Fairfax Twins. Shout out to them. Thank you for Ironic. Shout out to her. Hopefully y'all will hear more people over the next couple of days. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, signing off. Episode 22 is in the books. We'll be right back.